We kick off hour number two of the program. It's brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. The official credit union of Three and Out. It's the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Walk into over 30 branches or tvacreditunion.com to become a member. Take advantage of all the wonderful services they provide. Great rates. Anything a bank can do, they got you covered. Got a great app for all your online banking as well. TVAcreditunion.com, the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Softball bracket's out, Chris. The Lady Vols are the 11th seed.
Okay.
Knoxville Regional, of course. Ohio State, Oregon State, and Campbell. The other teams. Apparently, they lost to Oregon State earlier in the season, so pretty tough draw.
Nah.
But what's worse is if the seeds hold, they will travel to Tuscaloosa for a super regional against Alabama, where their former catcher plays.
I like it.
And Montana Fouts.
I like the drama.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. We got something to prove.
Well, both those teams got bounced by Missouri in the SEC tournament in Missouri. Some big upsets.
All right.
So there you go. Missouri got the 15 seed.
Missouri.
Problem is there's so many SEC teams in the bracket, you can't really avoid them.
Right, yeah.
12 out of the 13 schools that have softball made the tournament. RIP to South Carolina, and Vanderbilt doesn't have a team, apparently.
Right.
I did not know
right.
this.
I
mean, you guessed it.
I didn't know that, but when you said guess which team, I immediately realized I don't think I've ever seen Vanderbilt softball.
It's like on the right
hand. And I haven't.
On the right hand side of the bracket, Kentucky's in a regional. They're not the host. They're just in one. Florida would match up with them if Kentucky like pulled an upset. Then you got Tennessee, Alabama. There's one regional without on this side of the bracket. Then you have Auburn, Missouri, and Mississippi State. It's like on half the bracket, there's an SEC team in every region but one. Crazy.
Good to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Did I see over the weekend that once the new like conference structures and TV deals are made, that each SEC school could be making over $100 million a year on the conference payout?
Holy.
That they would – what are we at now, like 56, 57?
This is when we have Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, they said that the payouts could almost double with the new TV contracts. Isn't the football operating budget like $110 million annually? That's a lot of.
I feel like that's
right. A lot of extra profit.
I feel like the number one team one year was like at 140 or something, like Texas or Texas A&M, something like that.
Just their overall budget, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it – I didn't think it would go up. I mean, I thought it would go up, but I didn't think it would go up that much because while you're adding teams, that's more teams you have to divide the money by.
I'm just going off what I heard.
I guess – I mean, the TV rights, they'd have to more than double, right, for your payout to double.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess it's kind of like you're merging the Big 12's best money with the SECs.
And that's like the next big issue. I guess I was listening to
Oklahoma's been Fox Sports Saturday. The number one softball team, so once they come into the conference.
There's more.
Yeah.
But no, like the Big Ten and the SEC are going to just rule the money. And the conversation I was listening to was talking about, is it going to even be possible for, you know, Clemson, Florida State, Miami, Southern Cal, maybe Oregon, like, are they even going to be able to stay in their current conferences if, you know, schools in the SEC and Big Ten are making, I mean, it's going to be something, like, Tennessee could be making $70 million more per year than Clemson.
Yikes.
Are we just going to go one big super mega conference? Tell everyone else to just deal with it?
At some point, somebody's going to start pulling away, and it's going to be, A, does this plan make it? And if so, who goes and who gets left behind? Who gets left in the dust? question is going to be, is that Greg Sankey? Or does he just want to kind of hold the status quo until he retires and then pass it off to somebody else?
He's like, not that old.
How many years is he going to have?
If he keeps making the SEC all this money, he can probably keep it as long as he wants.
He's been working for 13 years in various capacities for the SEC.
He's a lifer. He's not going anywhere. Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. He's not that old. Let's
see. How old is he? 50, like 56, 57? Give or take?
He was born. He is 58.
Close.
Depending on when his birthday is.
I mean, how. Let's fast forward 5 years. Like, how different does college football look and feel in 5 years? Obviously, like, conference realignment, it's probably going to be all sports, but specifically football. I mean, that's the needle mover. Does the NCAA just give up on football as long as they can keep the basketball tournament? They just say, do your own thing, whatever. Feels like they're maybe trying to kind of do that now. Because the rules that they're setting out for NIL, and so they're not going to be able to enforce that. They're going to lose in court again.
Do you think it feels that different on Saturdays when you sit down on the couch and turn the TV on?
Wait, what?
Like, the NIL stuff, some conference realignment, maybe an expanded playoff. Do you think it really feels that different when you sit down on the couch on Saturday?
I don't know. That's what I was asking. Games? Like, will it be like, oh, yeah, it feels like we're watching professionals now?
I don't think it will.
You still have such a bigger emotional connection to the area, to the school, than you do in NFL
teams. I think so. I agree with that. Especially us, right? Because there's not – I mean, we have the Titans, but they're still relatively new.
I mean, I think it's felt like big business for the last 10 to 15 years, 20 years already. I mean, big football is just big-time football. It's been that way for a while. I don't know. It's just going to be who has the power. Is it the schools, the conferences, or some governing body? And that can shift around a lot. But I think once
the commissioner of college football?
I think once the game kicks off, like.
Game's the game?
I mean, and here's why. The rich are already getting richer. There's no parity in college football. It's not like the NFL. So it's not like we're losing anything.
That's not true. Nick Saban says there's always been parity in college football, and he wants to maintain it. If Nick Saban says it, Nate, you can take it to the bank. This guy serves the interest of all of college football.
I'm sure he does.
Not just himself. Mm-hmm. He's Nick Saban. I mean, you don't get as successful and dominant as he does if you don't care about everybody else just as much as you care about yourself.
Maybe somebody at Alabama will make Saban mad and he'll tank the program as he leaves. You know, as just kind of I'm going to make sure the next guy can't do it, so I look better.
Ooh, you think he might do that?
I don't know that he cares that much.
I don't think he cares about Alabama. I don't think he cared about LSU. I don't think he cared about the Dolphins. I really don't think he cares about Alabama.
He just cares. A good football czar? Or do you think he's, by the time he got in that position, he'd be so tone deaf that it just wouldn't work? Because that's my fear.
I think it would work still.
Okay.
Once you get him to where he doesn't have to worry about his own success, like, hey, Nick, you're making $5 million a year, you know. If Bama wins, or like, there's no, you know.
Figure this out for us.
Yeah. I don't know if we'd like it. But I think it would be, I don't think he would, you know, tilt it towards, oh, we got to do whatever favors Alabama.
No, you'd always think that, though. I guarantee you, if he was in that position, every time something
I don't think
good
he
happens
like,
for Bama.
Well, yeah, I mean, we say that about the SEC, too. Like, oh, yeah, of course, Greg Sankey, you got to make sure Bama. But I don't think Nick Saban would do that. I think Nick Saban is at Alabama, and if he was at anywhere else, he would be the same dude. Mm. Personally,
I just think the potential of him possibly doing something in that situation would be enough to drive you crazy.
But isn't that going to be true for anybody? Like, whoever gets it? Like, if it was Greg Sankey that took it, we'd all be okay with it, right? Because, oh, it might benefit the SEC. So who's it going to be? Where are you going to go find an impartial college football expert? Kirk Herbstreit? I mean, come on. Like, what do you do?
That's...
It almost has to be a commissioner. or, you know, an elite all-time retired coach. But even then, like, if Nick Saban were to retire, how long would he want to be the commissioner of college football?
This will be a good job for Peyton Manning.
Is that a joke? Or are you making a joke?
No, I'm serious.
You always make fun of Peyton, so I'm trying to figure out what your angle is here.
It'd be nice if kind of like three conferences banded together and you had a little...
One representative from each conference.
Yeah, like a three-person kind of, you know, committee, I guess.
A board, so to speak.
Which ones do we want? You know, you want Sankey?
Well, I mean, you'd have to... I mean, the Big Ten makes a bunch of money, but do we really want...
We'll just out-count him every time, 2-3.
That's true.
Sorry, Gene. Is that his name? Gene Smith?
That's the president of Ohio State, I thought, or their athletic director.
Oh, yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Who's the – I'll look it up. Big Ten AD.
Kevin – is it? Who's the Big Ten commissioner?
We talked about this guy a lot.
A ton, because he was
Kevin
the one –
Kevin Warren.
Kevin Warren.
He was the guy who just jumped on the, okay, as soon as COVID came, season's done.
Yeah.
Season's done.
They had to fire it back.
While everyone else was waiting together to see if they could maybe do it, he just jumps the gun. Yeah, that was him. I don't think I'd want him in the on the committee, but maybe. Maybe it'd be okay. I mean, Sankey's got to. He's done too much good. He's got to be on the committee. Would he still be the commissioner of the SEC and on this college football commissioner board?
Let's just go to 32 teams.
32?
Players going to a draft.
No. You can't
salary
do that.
Salary cap.
No.
Then it wouldn't feel like college football.
Right. And only 32 teams? That'd be.
What do you mean only 32?
It's a mess.
How many do you think matter right now? Each year, how many teams do you think matter can win championships?
Define matter. I mean, there's
can win a conference championship.
You can't. It, but,
a big.
But
big
it's college football. It's cyclical.
Is it?
Kind of. Like, how do you pick the 32? And what about the 33rd school? Oh, sorry. You're not invited to the club?
Right. Go play D2 or whatever. You start a new division. It's like.
So what, do you, like six?
Like there's D1 schools, and then there's whatever you want to name it.
So six schools each from the Power 5 conferences, plus two.
No, you just pick. Well, just go down the order.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you wouldn't. What do you? All 14 SEC schools are or 16. So the SEC would be half of your college football thing. Once we get Oklahoma and Texas, yeah, that's fair.
Now we're not taking Vanderbilt.
That's also a really good point. Does Missouri come?
Probably not.
Mississippi State? Ole Miss?
Maybe.
Kentucky?
Is this just football?
Yeah.
Probably. I just think you just start sending out invites in order of who you want.
If you only take 32, does Tennessee make it?
Yeah, of course.
Kentucky's been better than us over the last 10 years.
Don't say that.
Tennessee's tied for 12th in winningest programs ever.
We were like eighth for a long time. We got to fix it. It's okay. We got hype, man. We're set. Nothing to worry about.
How many teams do you want?
I mean, I don't know. You think about the Power 5. Obviously, not every school that's in the Power 5 deserves it. There's a lot of schools that aren't in the Power 5 that do.
I mean, we don't want like half the Big Ten. You said an average. Think of it as an average of six teams, a little over six teams per Power 5. That's probably perfect.
That's what I said.
You said it wasn't enough.
It just depends. I mean, if we're counting Texas and Oklahoma as the SEC, those two are in. Bama, Florida, Georgia,
LSU,
A&M,
us.
Are we? That's seven. We're already over the average.
No.
If we get left out of your 32
teams. No, it's not by conference. What I'm saying is we'll probably only need like two teams from the Pac-12.
You take Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn.
And we're taking most of the SEC.
This feels like you're being selfish.
You know, two or three ACC teams.
Two or three. Two or three.
Half the Big Ten.
Clemson, Pittsburgh. That's about it.
One or
Pittsburgh,
two.
Florida State, Miami.
One or two.
Virginia Tech.
One or two more from the Big 12 is a shell of itself. I don't even know who you need from over there.
Cincinnati?
No.
They made the playoffs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did they deserve it? Got hammered.
They did deserve it. Oh, come on.
Well, how many do you want? 42?
I don't know.
It's a draft. You got to be willing to – you got to Like, every player's got to be – you have to have schools that can support, like, our big-time schools. When the player goes there, they feel like, yep, you know, I got drafted by West Virginia. That's okay because they play big-time football. See how that sounds? They're on the fringe.
Great fan base. We're going to leave you in the dust. Enjoy your Division II.
They get the same money, though. It could be slotted for draft position. You know, first rounders, X amount.
Now can you step up if you just dominate?
What do you mean step up?
Like the minor leagues.
Like if you're one-time transfer? If you don't make the 32 cut, like what if you just dominate?
Nate, you want to go relegation?
Supplemental draft.
Are you talking about drafting players or drafting the teams?
What do you mean? Players.
Hmm.
No. Yeah. So there's like a
I don't like the drafting of players.
There's a freshman draft and there's a portal draft.
Well, I'm talking about like teams, like schools. Like if you're relegation. Not in the 32 cut, like
that's why I said relegation.
What do you do then?
That's a great idea.
Well, if you stink,
then you just drop. Go form your own conference with the best.
But then
team.
What about basically, all the 32 can be like the. We could go with less, and they play like a double schedule. So we have like the Champions League. If you want to go full soccer,
I don't. This is football. This is America, Jack.
There you go. You could have the Champions
I don't like
League
the 32 play... teams. That's not enough.
It's not enough?
No, it's foolish. Drafting players.
That's what Nick Saban basically said.
What do you mean?
He said, you know, the NFL, like, it's just all different. Actually, that might be what Steve Spurrier said. Sorry, got their quotes mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
They were both getting asked about all this NIL stuff 2 weeks ago. Spurrier said, yeah, the players should get paid, but we are really bad at knowing how to do this. Like in the NFL, there's all these rules that they have.
Well, it's easy when there's only 32 teams.
Exactly. So that's why we should go to that.
But you're
how many schools can actually pay their whole roster? How many teams?
I don't know.
It's not more than 32.
Depends on what the salary cap is.
Might be less.
And is NIL still a thing? Or are you just saying, nope, that doesn't exist anymore. We're just paying you. Because they should still be able to go get NIL money.
Yeah.
And then the portal draft.
Portal draft.
You need to think about this and flush this out. Because okay. I don't think you put enough thought into this to be,
draft be
bloviating on the radio about your 32 teams.
We have 3 hours, Phil, Chris.
Mm.
You're listening to...
Hour 2 continues, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. Pick up some White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure.
You went down the list and only had 23 teams? this clown.
I mean, I picked up some
this
more.
This clown.
See, 32 is plenty.
32 is not plenty if you're leaving out Boise State.
They got to be able to pay the players. How many big NIL deals do you think Boise State's going to get this year?
Idaho Potato. Hello. They're rich. They're farmers.
Don't forget Famous. Famous. Idaho Potato.
That's the bowl.
Yeah, but it's played at their site.
Boise's a bustling Midwestern town.
Got the road to Hoover pulled up here. Tennessee has, of course, clinched the number one seed.
See how quick he got off of his football talk? There, Hickman, after he couldn't come up with his teams.
Right, you want to do it?
I thought you were doing it. That's what we took the break
for. Yeah, not letting Boise State in is highway robbery.
I mean, that's crazy. They're like the Gonzaga of college football.
They're the best non-Power 5 team ever.
Okay, I can make a spot for them.
Yeah, because you can't fill the 32.
Exactly. You've proven my point.
Who
32
else?
Is plenty.
But they were good enough to win a national championship that year.
No.
They're pretty good. They beat Oklahoma. That's a good Oklahoma team.
I got some of those types of teams in. I got BYU in, Boise State.
Go over the list of the good teams you're leaving out. Like, who all is being left out and say, the Pac-12? Is Stanford in?
They were on the cut line.
They can pay the players at Stanford.
That's a good point.
And you're leaving out Stanford.
That's a good point. No, I mean, I think I had space
Cal's
for them.
Bankrupt. They're out.
Here's the top 25.
Cal can't be in.
I'm not putting Cal in. Here's
UCLA?
Here's the top 25. these teams all in. Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, Cincinnati, Baylor, Ohio State.
I thought Cincinnati wasn't getting in.
I had them. I had space. Oklahoma State, Notre Dame, Michigan State, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Utah. Pitt was on the bubble. Clemson.
No Boise, but Utah gets in.
Clemson was in. Utah won the conference.
Yeah, Boise like doesn't eight even, wins.
Boise doesn't even play in the conference.
I'm trying to get him in there. Keep going. Utah. BYU.
Wake Forest is the highest ranked team that I said, no chance.
Wow.
Have you seen Wake Forest football stuff? That it does not project as.
Well, they're behind because that radio guy was giving the plays to the other team for all those years.
Louisiana out. Like Raging Cajuns. No.
Good jump by Napier when he did.
Houston on the bubble. Kentucky on the bubble. BYU's in. NC State.
Kentucky
bubble.
On the bubble.
Arkansas's in. Oregon's in. Iowa's in. Utah State and San Diego State.
Arkansas in over Kentucky?
In football? Yeah.
That is
It's football.
Arkansas won like two games for over 4 years, 2 years ago.
I don't care. This is how it projects as a program.
Kentucky just won 10 games.
They're on the bubble.
I mean,
I'm going to start typing an actual list.
I'm not a Kentucky fan. Don't hear me say that, but.
I'm going to start typing an actual list since you're.
I thought that's what you were doing. Keep going.
That's the end of the top 25.
Did you say Notre Dame? You got to have Notre Dame in.
Yeah, they were in. I went with the winningest programs. There were a few of those that were bubble teams because they don't, you know, win that much anymore. And then I went down to the top 25. And then I took, like, Boise State is neither of those.
Okay, so you had Clemson in, Florida State. Did you put Louisville in?
No.
Unbelievable. Miami's in. What about North Carolina?
Hadn't made that call yet. I think they got to be in.
On the bubble.
About
Pittsburgh?
Football. They were bubble.
Unbelievable. Syracuse.
Out.
Wow. Sorry, Dino. Virginia Tech. You said on the bubble, right?
Virginia was out. Virginia Tech was on the bubble.
Wow. All right, we'll move to the Big Ten now.
Those ACC schools with their little tiny football stadiums and no money for it. Sorry. Start another big basketball league if you want and redo
Boston it. Boston College?
We've got to say, that's one of the problems. No joke. This is a serious comment. One of the problems with the NCAA is how different schools are within the same division, right? I mean, we have 100. Well, we used to have 100,000 seats.
It'll be listed at 101.20.
And we play, you know, we play teams that are even supposedly like in our same Power Five, whatever, that, you know, seat 40 and only put 18 in there. You know, like it's crazy. Not to mention we play other quote unquote Division I schools that, you know.
Yeah.
Just it's not the same. And they try to make rules that are the same. Like all time winningest Division I football programs. Furman was on the list. Like, go to a Furman game and it's not the same. Not gonna have the same money flowing through the door.
Well no, and that's a big complaint by coaches and conference commissioners is why does Furman's vote count the same as, you know, Alabama, Tennessee, whatever.
They almost need to like just realign all of college sports and do it sport specific. There's no need to say that every sport at Virginia has to be in the same divisions as Tennessee. Like Virginia, for example, might have a great lacrosse team. Tennessee might not even have a lacrosse team or if
it's a club team.
So like just you can have different conferences for every sport. Why does it?
Some schools do that. Different sports, different conferences.
Yeah, they should rethink it all, I guess is what I'm trying to say. All right, hang on. Give me you want to go by conference? Let's go by conference. What? You want to start ACC, you said?
Yeah.
All right, so Notre Dame's in. Who else did we say?
I love how you chose Notre Dame. They're not even in the ACC, but I got you.
You know what I'm saying.
Loud and clear. Boston College.
Out.
Wow. Clemson.
I mean, we can always, you know, circle back if there's
okay
spots left.
These are in alphabetical order. Clemson.
In.
Duke.
Out.
Sorry.
This is football only. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Florida State.
I'm going to say in, but putting a little star by them.
Poor Chance.
I said Miami. The Seminoles. In. All right. Keep going.
Well, I'll go. Don't jump out of order. I'm going alphabetical. Georgia Tech. Ramblin' Wreck.
I guess I need to start a bubble list, don't I?
Yeah, you probably do.
Georgia Tech's on the bubble.
Okay.
Putting them to the side.
Louisville.
Same.
Miami, you put in. North Carolina.
Bubble.
NC State.
Bubble, probably getting left out.
Pitt.
Definitely bubble. Might get pulled back in.
Syracuse.
Out.
We're the only team that uses orange as our primary color. That was enough for me
yeah.
when they said
Done.
That. Done forever.
I have four so far.
Virginia.
Out.
Tech.
I'm going to go Virginia Tech in.
Wow.
Like they have the pop.
That orange pops. Except for Syracuse.
Inner Sandman's while they're in.
I mean, that's Lane Stadium. It's a football school. That's part
of the
thing.
No. That's a big one. That is
right?
a big one. I mean, they pack the place. It's
Notre
great.
Dame, Clemson, Florida State, Miami, and Virginia. Those are football schools.
Wake Forest.
Out.
Of course. All right, on to the
Poor
Big
Clawson.
On to the Big
All right.
Ten.
That was,
I know.
That was four ACC teams, by the way,
yeah,
plus Notre Dame.
But you put them all in the bubble. Like they're not gone.
Yeah, but they're probably
Illinois.
Out.
I don't.
You thought on that one way too long, man. They're garbage.
Okay.
But the orange pops. I don't even know why I'm asking, but Indiana.
Out.
Yeah, sorry.
They got their own basketball
team. What's my guy's name? Tom?
The old man?
Herman.
No.
Allen.
Tom Allen.
Why'd I say? Who's Tom Herman? That's
Texas's yeah. old coach.
Iowa.
I think they got to be in.
Iowa's in.
I was in.
They love their football. That's all they got. They got corn and they got football, and that is it. And Ryan Klein. No, that was Purdue.
That was
We'll get to Purdue. Maryland.
Out.
Michigan in.
Michigan. Okay.
Michigan State.
In.
Minnesota.
Out.
Row the boat? No?
I'll put it in the bubble.
All right.
Circle back.
Nebraska.
I think they're a bubble team, Chris.
Is it weird, by the way, that in the Big Ten, the first letter is I that school names start with? Like, there's Boston
strange.
College, Baylor, Arizona, Alabama. You get to I. That's so strange. Like, what is that?
It's weird.
It's a lot of that's a lot of good letters that don't have representation in the Big Ten. Who did I say last? Nebraska?
I got Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State in. I got Nebraska, Minnesota on the bubble.
Northwestern,
nope.
Purple Vandy, see ya. Ohio State.
Gonna go with N on that one.
Yeah, it's probably a good pick on the N. Penn State.
N.
I think so too. Purdue.
Later.
Out. See ya.
Rutgers.
Nope.
It's one of those right before I said it, I was like, well, no need to ask. Wisconsin. N.
Gotta be
Camp
in.
Randall.
Yep.
Jump around.
In.
They. That's a yep. football school.
Yeah. That's our six Big Ten teams. We're at
All right.
We're at the – is there any more? That's it?
That's it.
All right.
You need to go ahead and get the SEC out of the way because you'll be picking more teams from there, you know. Like, you don't want to get carried away.
I can readjust once I get them all down.
All right. The Big 12.
Okay.
Which, of course, has 10 schools, but soon to be 8.
No, they're going back. They added all those other teams from the AAC.
Well, they're not on this list. Not yet.
All right.
And, of course, the Big 10 has – what is it? 14. This is some dumb stuff, really. I mean, I get you don't want to just change the number every time, but Southeastern, like the number being there at all is stupid. I mean, we're the big number. Well, there's another big number.
Imagine taking a big sports guy from another, from like a big cricket guy from India or something or whatever, right? And saying like, all right, let me explain to you.
This is the Big Ten. Oh, 10 teams. No, it's 14 teams. Oh, okay. This is the Big 12. 12 teams? You almost had it. No, it's 8.
We laughed at Ted Lasso being a football guy going over to coach soccer.
Yeah.
But really, bringing someone into college football would be the dumbest thing ever.
They would think, how is this so successful?
Yeah. Okay, so we only play these teams. Nope, you got to play these random awful teams from in your state. Okay, so winning those games big really matters. Nope, not really at all. Just... And we pay them $1 million? Like, what? Like, yes.
And they are allowed to beat us.
And sometimes they beat you.
Yeah.
And if they do, you're out of here.
And you still pay them. I love it, though. Okay, so Big Ten. Ah, yes, Big Ten. 10 teams. No.
No.
It's 14. Big 12. 12 teams? No, it's 8. Pac-12.
So there's probably 14.
Actually, the Pac-12 does have 12. Good job. Good job on you.
Southeastern Conference. Oh, so they're all down here. Nope, Missouri.
No, here's Missouri. And they're adding Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah.
Which would have felt weird, but they already added Texas A&M, and they're all kind of in the same area. Genius.
All right, so we have all these teams. Must have a massive tournament at the end.
Oh, West Virginia's up here on the Atlantic coast. Are they in the ACC? No. They're down here in
so
the Big Ten.
So there's five champions. You got, what, like an 8-16 team playoff? Nope, four.
Four. Wow.
How do you pick them? Some dudes just decide.
We got nine guys.
So there's playdowns, right? Like you get a regional champ, and they play the other regional champ. Nope, we just pick them.
How do they do this? They sit in a room.
They don't tell anybody.
Do they watch the games? We don't know.
Ohio State always gets in.
All right, the Big 12.
Big 12.
Baylor. Football school. I think Baylor's in.
I'm going to go in, but they're like an in bubble. They get a little star in case it gets dicey.
They're not a football school, by the way.
What are they?
I mean, they used to be just
they won a national championship awful. In basketball.
Yeah, because of the success that football had.
They have a star. All right, keep going.
Yeah, okay. Iowa State.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Another star, you're just doing that so you don't upset
another
Hickman.
Star,
up
another, they're in bubble at the moment. All right.
Kansas.
Nah.
Come on. You don't think Kansas football can climb from? Okay. Nah. Kansas State.
Whew. I feel like that's.
I feel like they're in when they're good, but when they've been kind of badly.
All right.
They do always beat Oklahoma.
They're in for now, but this Big 12, this is a soft area.
Yeah. Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Man, that's...
Oh, they're in. Come on.
Yeah, they're in.
Okay. TCU. This one was tough for me. I mean, really, football's like all they have.
I'm going to bubble
but
them
But would
now.
We consider them a football school?
I'm bubbling them for now.
I don't know.
They're a baseball school.
I mean, they haven't even been a power team very long, really.
Texas Tech.
Nah. Which... All right.
If you've hired Mike Leach, you don't have a shot.
They're on the bubble.
West Virginia.
Bubble.
Texas and Oklahoma in.
In.
Okay.
I don't know. Some of these teams, that's tough.
We're going to have to go back and debate the bubble. For those of you who are just tuning in, we are picking, are we at 32? Like, is that our number that we're going for?
That's the number we're going for.
Okay.
We'll see how it shakes out.
How many
out.
Are in right now?
About 17.
Okay, so we're a little over halfway home. And we're just to the Pac-12, which does have 12 teams. We appreciate them for counting. Arizona.
Out.
Arizona State.
Out.
Home of Rod Tidwell? You're leaving out Arizona State? I have no problem with that. Cal. Out.
I'll put Arizona State on the
bubble list,
but I don't think they're getting in.
It's a great uniform.
I do like their uniforms.
Great uniform. It's a top five uniform. Cal. Out. UCLA.
They're... On the goods, they're like last four in at the moment.
Oregon.
In.
I skipped Colorado because they're out. Maybe. I don't know. Historically,
they
might
Natty
be in.
Back in the, early 90s?
Mm-hmm.
They're on the bubble.
Oregon State.
I don't think so.
No. Southern Cal.
Yeah, they got to be in.
Stanford.
Bubble.
Really? Utah. Stanford bubble, Utah in. You're a weird dude.
Utah and Stanford are both on the bubble inside.
Washington and Washington State.
Oh, now those are tough, but I'm going to say no.
On both?
Well, you know, we got to project to the future, Chris. And
yeah, that really doesn't help the Pac-12 much if we're projecting to the future.
Yeah. This is about money and paying players and a draft.
I don't like the draft idea, but everything else sounds good. SEC.
What if you could still recruit, but everybody gets paid, like, you know, with certain rules and caps and stuff like that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Big money. All right. This is the last conference, right?
Yes.
And then we got to pick through the...
The bubble.
No, well, if there's any independents like BYU or Boise State, teams that aren't in the Power Five.
Right.
That Hickman might want to make a play for.
Alabama.
And
Arkansas.
I'm going to go last four in at the moment.
Auburn.
In.
Florida.
In.
Georgia.
In.
Kentucky.
I don't think Kentucky's in. I think they're out.
It's funny. LSU.
I mean, it's football.
I know.
they haven't really beaten anybody. That's like LSU's in.
Ole Miss.
Bubble.
Mississippi State.
As will be Mississippi State.
You got Mississippi State on the bubble, really?
I mean, you got to either take both or neither of those teams.
That's a good point. Missouri?
I'm not even putting them down. They're out of here.
South Carolina?
I think they're out.
Wow. Didn't think he'd do it. Impressive.
I mean, who would you pick? It's kind of an unfair question even to Tennessee fans. But who would you pick between Kentucky and South Carolina?
Ooh.
South Carolina, historically.
Yeah, I think I would.
They have been to Atlanta that one time.
Yep. I'd take them over Kentucky.
Kentucky can play in the big basketball conference.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. South Carolina is all football.
Tennessee.
In.
Attaboy. A&M.
In.
And Peabody.
Out.
Good. Proud of you.
Shoot, what just happened?
Did you just delete it all? Do we need to start over and do it again?
We're good. We're good. We do need to. We'll hit a break.
Yep.
We'll come back, and I'll count how many we have, and we'll sort the bubble next. All right, Chris.
I remember we used to do fun things together.
I invited both of you guys over and over. I texted him the link multiple times, and he never got it.
I didn't get a link.
I would have sent it if you showed if you were interested. Told you.
Okay, what are we doing? Bubble list?
I got 31 teams already.
So I've got the independents, and I've got the group of five pulled up, too.
Okay.
We may need to go more than 32. Not many. It won't be many more.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, we're legit like paying players. I mean, these got to be big money schools. They got to bring some to the table.
Well, you said Houston was on the bubble earlier.
I mean, we could kick some of these teams out that I've got on the good side of the bubble.
Okay.
Just give me the other teams that we need to consider.
Okay. Cincinnati.
Okay.
Houston.
They're in a bigger city. Both of those, Cincinnati and Houston, are in big cities where if they could get the college, if they could keep college football a big thing, it might be okay.
Memphis.
No.
UCF.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, those are the four, right?
Yeah, I'm not doing South Florida, Temple,
and
Tulsa.
BYU and Boise State. And I don't think there's anybody else, is there? Unless we're forgetting some.
Well, that was only the American.
Yeah, I know.
In Conference USA, the closest one would be like FAU or Louisiana Tech. I don't think either of them are going to make it. We'll move on to the MAC.
I don't have Ole Miss and Mississippi State in at the moment.
To the MAC, we've got, I mean, no. Miami of Ohio? No, don't think so.
No.
No MAC. No.
I got to give one team some representation. Mountain West, we got Fresno State.
No.
They do love it. Hawaii. It's Hawaii. It's a whole state. It's one school. Okay, I got you, though. Let's see. Colorado State.
No.
Boise State.
Have them under consideration.
Air Force.
Ugh. No.
Hates the troops. Wyoming. Okay, Sun Belt. Let's see.
Oh, it's going to be tough.
Arkansas State. Do you let Butch Jones in the... I'm just kidding.
No Sun Belt teams. Coastal Louisiana are the best ones in there.
You're leaving Coastal out?
They don't have... They pay their coach like $1 million.
Good point.
We pay our coach $1 million in bonus.
It's a good point. The independents are Army, BYU, Liberty, New Mexico State, UConn, and UMass.
BYU is the only one to consider.
Okay. Thus concludes the group of five and independents.
All right. It does feel like we might need just a few more slots, but what's the number? I mean, I was at 31, unless you want to kick out. These are teams I had in that we went, Arkansas, Utah, Stanford, UCLA, Iowa State, Baylor, Florida State. Those are teams in that you could.
Iowa State, Hickman. I mean, really? They got a. I mean, are they passionate enough?
I don't think you can go with Iowa State in if like Minnesota's out, right? Or Texas Tech's out, West Virginia out. They're not. Yeah, Iowa State's.
I don't think they should be in.
If we're going 32, Iowa State's getting the boot.
You think that now? Just wait till they make the playoff run next year.
All right. So now,
are you going to take them with your first pick again?
Maybe not first overall. They'll probably still be sitting on the board down the line.
Let's pick our 32 as if we had to. Then we can expand it a little with other teams.
Okay.
So I just kicked Iowa State out. I currently have two slots available. I don't have Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Take those two. I got South Carolina and Kentucky out. I don't have BYU or Boise State in. This gets tough. We could say Florida State. You just hadn't been good enough recently. See ya.
If you say that about them, you have
Miami,
to say that about us.
But this is a money. This is more of a money thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Big boy football. All right. So the ACC was. I mean, Notre Dame's got to be in. Clemson.
Yep.
I guess I should start just marking the locks, right? Notre Dame, Clemson, Florida State, Miami, Virginia Tech are all teams that kind of project as that next tier down. So Iowa, What about Michigan State? I mean, Michigan already has the Ohio State rivalry.
I was surprised at how quickly you just said Michigan State. Yes, I was surprised.
I think we've got to reconsider that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Michigan State's out. Moving them off.
Wow.
Opens up a spot. And I kind of starting to agree with Hickman on Baylor. I mean, they were awful. They were Kansas until Arn Briles.
I know.
Baylor's out.
Wow. But they just built that new stadium on the lake.
All right. Some other weak teams are Kansas State and Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State's got to be in.
Okay. I think they have to be in. I don't know about Kansas State.
I mean, they love their football. They've been good.
We already got rid of Kansas.
Do they love football, Kansas State?
Yeah.
Well, they love it because they're always better than Kansas.
Well, that's not saying much.
I know.
Oklahoma State has been ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, they're in. They got all that Boone's Pickens money.
Every year since like 07.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's in.
They got
Texas,
they got the cash.
Kansas State. I think that's good for the Big 12. The Pac-12's tough cuz I think you got to have Oregon and USC.
Mhm.
Stanford, Utah, and UCLA.
I don't know where you're getting Utah as a lock. I don't understand.
No, I had them on the bubble.
Oh, okay. The other schools have money.
I mean, they just won the conference.
Oh, no.
That's a good point. Probably the poorest team out of those five. You're poor. Sorry, didn't make the cut. We know you won big
But we're
last
really
year.
Good. Poor. Doesn't matter.
We know you beat all these teams last year and won the conference.
We could put you in, but you wouldn't compete, and you'd complain the whole time. And we just don't have time for that.
I mean, do we need Ole Miss and Mississippi State? South Carolina?
What do you mean, do we need them?
How would you rank those three teams? South Carolina, Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Are you talking about money?
Yeah, and
it's future. South Carolina.
I think you're right.
Out of the three, it's South Carolina. Sorry, Mississippi. Poor.
All right, South Carolina's in. We're squeezing in the Gamecocks.
Don't ever say that again.
The game on there.
I know. Thank you. I'm glad you did, but still.
Let's just leave out the Mississippi schools. We don't need them.
That's what I said.
All right.
Poor.
So the SEC is set. South Carolina, Texas A&M, Tennessee, LSU, Georgia, Florida, Auburn, Arkansas, Alabama.
Oklahoma, Texas.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. I'm going to recount. Nebraska's out the moment. I mean, they talk about money. Like, well, I don't know. They fill their stadium, but I don't know. They really have money.
Nebraska?
Right? Yeah. They don't. Does anybody want to watch Nebraska outside of that state? Of course, I could say the same thing about like Arkansas, probably.
Yeah, you could.
And South Carolina.
Their games are so fun, though. They've sold out every home game for what?
Ever.
20-something straight years.
I mean, in fairness, they have a big group of boosters who will literally buy up extra tickets just so they can call it a sellout. I mean, it's kind of cheap. They're kind of, I mean, don't get me wrong, they had a great run, but Nebraska, I hate it when people compare Nebraska to Tennessee. It's like geography is what's killing Nebraska. Mm-hmm. They're in the middle of nowhere. They got nothing to do. They're not around the recruiting hotbeds, and no one wants to go to Nebraska anymore, especially now that you can. I mean, that's why Tom Osborne was good. He just kept paying guys. You got anything sorted out over there? Do we have Boise in? No, we left him out. Sad. You know, the good news is when we do the next division, which we're not doing, but, I mean, that would be pretty good college football, too.
I only got 28 in right now.
Really?
We culled the herd a little bit, yeah. We got four slots left.
How many teams on the bubble?
These are teams in consideration. You got the AAC kind of crew, the Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, Memphis teams. You got BYU and Boise State. You got Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Kentucky, Arizona State, Colorado, Washington, Washington State. Really, I should probably start eliminating some of those teams. Like Washington State, there's no way they're getting in.
No,
Washington would be the only one that would
maybe have a chance.
Baylor and Iowa State are out. Nebraska, yeah. Michigan, Louisville, North Carolina, and Pitt.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I got four spots. Now we get to pick four.
So who are the next best four? Kentucky fans have been pretty ravenous lately. They've had good crowds up there, and I think if they were to be good.
If we assume that the SEC is what drives this entire thing, then you just take Kentucky, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and then you just pick one more, like BYU, and call it a day. But if you don't,
if you're Kevin Warren and you want to,
if you're just picking schools that are going to pay their players enough, like take care of their play, like the big, who's the biggest time program here? I think Michigan State's got to be back into consideration, along with Nebraska. Minnesota's out. North Carolina State out. You said Pitt out. Georgia Tech's been just god awful, and they're not. They don't project type of school that I'm thinking for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did a pretty good job. That was from 2015.
TCU, Texas Tech, West Virginia. All right. We'll give you our final four on the flip side. Kick off hour three, and then we'll shift
this gears, is
get
tough.
Some other stuff.